for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Waverly, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny and hot conditions. Today's high will be near 97 degrees. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
The Fairfield Fire Department and Fairfield Police responded to two structure fires over the weekend. On June 19th, at approximately 5:08 a.m., a residence at 407 Northwest 5th Street was reported as on fire. The fire department was on scene for over 2 hours, and the state fire marshal was called to assist with the investigation. On June 20th, at approximately 1:38 a.m., a structure at 106 Northwest 2nd Street was reported as on fire. The fire department was on scene for over 3 hours. Both fires are currently under investigation. More news right after this break.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid-proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Don't let concerns about current events derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Abby Mawson, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and make sure you achieve your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect. Start by giving me a call at 618-842-4696. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's never too late to go back to school, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Achieve your educational goals with GED test prep classes offered in person on our campus in Fairfield or in Albion or Flora. We even offer classes online to meet the demands of your busy schedule. As always, the classes are free, and we even offer vouchers to help pay for the exams. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to sign up now.
And now the rest of the news.
The Edwards County School Board met last night. Mark Curtis has the details.
The Edwards County School Board met in a regular session Monday night. The board had a tour after opening up the meeting of the new outdoor classroom built by the Albion Grade School PTO. The overall cost of the project was estimated at $14,000. That classroom is 22 by 30 in size and sits just south of the current school building. Francie Ellis and Celie Gerlach made the presentation to the board. During the public hearing concerning the budget review, the old budget looks to be in pretty good shape, with a surplus in some accounts and others are in the red. However, the operations looks to be in the black, along with the education fund, by as much as $100,000. The board approved that tentative budget. The board approved the ECHS handbook and coaches handbook, along with the student handbook that includes no changes this year. A permanent transfer in the amount of $44,286 of money for a new floor and multipurpose room at the K-12 was approved by the board. Two athletic fundraisers were approved by the board, including a youth basketball league for grades 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 in September, and a West Salem grade school volleyball camp to be held in July. The teacher evaluation schedule was discussed, and if a teacher has a proficient review, the teacher will move to every 3 years to be reviewed instead of the current 2 years for that review. The board had the first reading of several policy changes, reviewed the trust statements for the Luthy, All Hands, and Jackson School Trusts. Superintendent Calgar told the board that the cafeteria report looks to be in great shape, but don't get used to it, $64,236 in the black. However, that was with the federal government picking up the tab for school lunches. That program has ended. The parking lot at the West Salem Grade School has hit a snag. A large cistern was exposed, along with a cellar. The cistern cost the district an additional $7,300 to cover up, and no figures yet on that cellar. The annual crisis meeting was held, and one item coming out of it was the use of ballistic film to cover all doors and window glasses at all attendance centers in the county. The board heard that the sales tax for the coming month was $42,730. That sales tax money is being used for the West Salem parking lot also. The school's health insurance rates are going up 8.5%, according to Superintendent Cowger. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignations of Albion Grade School elementary teacher Laura Balding, ECHS math teacher Jenna Jones, Albion Grade School special education teacher Mike Harris, and Secretary Sandy Longbons. The board voted to employ ECHS family and consumer science teacher Rachel Rogers, Albion Grade School science teacher Liz Brock-Jones, head custodian Lorinda Henson, and West Salem Grade School assistant basketball coach Roy Johnson. Reported for the news leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Wayne County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to an accident in Wayne City on June 19th. At approximately 7:50 p.m., 21-year-old Seth A. Cannon of Norris City was pulling up to a parking spot at the local Phillips 66 gas station in a 1997 Jeep Wrangler owned by Amanda Cannon of Wayne City. The vehicle's throttle became stuck, causing him to run into the west side of the building. No injuries were reported at the scene. At approximately 3:17 a.m. on June 18th, the Wayne County Sheriff's Office responded to an accident on Illinois Highway 15 near Four Mile Township. 45-year-old Heather Trent of Fairfield was traveling eastbound on Highway 15 in a 2006 Ford Focus owned by Bradley Sager of Fairfield. A deer ran onto the roadway, causing a collision. Wayne City Ambulance responded to the call. There were no major injuries reported at the scene. 21-year-old Sisney resident Dewey Franklin Desch Jr. was arrested by the Wayne County Sheriff's Office on June 19th at 5:45 p.m. for fleeing or attempting to elude a peace officer. He is being held at the jail on $120 bond. And 23-year-old Dakota A. Boyd of Fairfield was arrested by the Wayne County Sheriff's Office on Monday night on a failure to appear warrant stemming from charges of possession of open alcohol by a passenger and a passenger seatbelt citation. Boyd is being lodged in the Wayne County Jail pending the posting of $345 bond. On June 16th at approximately 8:20 a.m., Christy Buchanan reported that someone had struck a 2017 Acura overnight. Buchanan discovered the damage and notified the police department. The vehicle was parked in the roadway in the 600 block of West King Street and received damage on the driver's side. If you have any information regarding this or any other crime, please contact the Wayne County Crime Stoppers by calling or texting 842-9777. Your tip could be worth a cash reward, and all suspects are innocent until proven guilty. A Cumberland County woman died Friday morning in a two-vehicle crash in Effingham County. The victim has been identified as Rachel M. Pace, 44, of Neoga. State police report Ms. Pace was traveling north on U.S. Route 45, just north of Rickleman Avenue in Effingham, in a 2000 Oldsmobile van. The other driver, identified as Mason M. Thomas, 23, of Neoga, was traveling south at the same location in a 2013 Ford F-350 pickup truck. For unknown reason, Pace's van crossed the center line and struck Thomas's pickup truck head-on. Rachel Pace was airlifted to an area trauma center where she died from her injuries. Mason Thomas was injured and taken to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. U.S. Route 45 was closed for about 5 hours during the crash investigation. The accident was reported at 9:15 Friday morning. Illinois State Police Division of Criminal Investigation Zone 7 officials are investigating the death of a 4-month-old male from Pinckneyville. On Sunday, June 12th, ISP DCI Zone 7 was requested by the Pinckneyville Police Department to investigate reported serious injuries to a 4-month-old male. The male was eventually transferred to a regional hospital in St. Louis, Missouri, where he succumbed to his injuries. An autopsy was performed on Friday, June 17th. Results are pending. The ISP is being assisted by Pinckneyville Police Department and the St. Louis City Medical Examiner's Office in this open and ongoing investigation. And the river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 16.32 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.05 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 17.95 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.37 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 7.61 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 7.38 feet. Today's crude oil price is $102.56 per barrel, unchanged from yesterday. The July crude oil price is $111.85, up $1.95 since yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
At Frank and Bright Funeral Home, our family is here to serve yours with kindness, personalized service, and honesty. From unique planning choices including a traditional funeral with burial or cremation to a contemporary celebration of life or just a simple gathering, Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora will support your choices with meaningful ideas, attention to detail, and a promise of value. For 85 years, Frank and Bright Funeral Home, Flora.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 75 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 30,409, up 522 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,112, up 311.75 points. The current price of crude oil is $102.56 per barrel, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Eli Grimes.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Jeff resident Clyde C. Liston died on Tuesday, June 14th. A memorial service for Clyde will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Nils Funeral Home in Fairfield. 91-year-old Shelbyville, Tennessee resident Robert L. Schuster, formerly of McLeansboro, died Friday, June the 17th. Visitation will be held on Wednesday, June 22nd, from 6 until 8 p.m. Funeral service is on Thursday, June 23rd, at 11 a.m. at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will follow in the IOOF Cemetery in McLeansboro. Military honors will be accorded by the American Legion Post 106, McLeansboro, and the Military Honor Team of Marion, Illinois. Charles Dudley Murphy died on Monday, May 30th. An interment will take place at 11 a.m. on Thursday, June 23rd, at Maple Hill Cemetery. Friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Lois Jean Phillips, 83 years old, died Sunday, June 19th. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until 12 noon on Friday, June the 24th, followed by the funeral service at noon at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will follow in the IOOF Veterans Cemetery in McLeansboro, with Pastor Jason Adams, David Goen, and Justin Odom officiating. 88-year-old Fairfield resident Barbara J. Whedon died on Wednesday, June the 15th. Funeral services for Barbara will be held at noon on Saturday, June 25th, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. George Thomas Tommy Churchwell, 95, of Carmi, died on Sunday, June 19th. Visitation and funeral are Sunday, June 26th, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is at noon, with the funeral at 2. Burial with military rites will be in the Kirkendall Cemetery near Carmi. Alice Marie White Donahue, 86 of Carmi, died on Thursday, June 16th. A service celebrating Alice's life will be held at a later date. Stephen Graham Rocky Wood, 62 of Fairfield, died on Wednesday, June 15th. Rocky will be cremated with no formal services to be held. 91-year-old Fairfield resident Shirley T. Clark died on Friday, June 17th. Per Shirley's request, her body has been cremated and a Celebration of Life memorial service will be held at a later date. And Judy K. Vest, 74 of Fairfield, died on Sunday, June the 19th. A private family service will be held. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly on our website at WFIWradio.com. Reporting for WFIW, WOKZ News, I'm Jeremy Smith.